弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
哇，这些灯好亮，我看不到前面的。
It's blindingly bright. I can't see you.
弟兄姊妹听到我的声音吗
？Can you hear my voice?
我们感谢主的恩典，我们有再一次，我们来到主面前有这样的聚集。
Thank the grace of the Lord for gathering us once again.
我心里头的感觉实在满心感谢主，因为像这样的聚集的机会。看起来好像容易，但实在是不简单。
With all my heart, I give thanks to the Lord for such a meeting. Seems to be easy, but it's not that easy.
我心里头深深的相信，主要借助这个聚会，他要做他自己荣耀的工作。
I believe in my heart that the Lord through this meeting will do His work.
我想这次我们大会的主题，弟兄姊妹应该都是非常知道的。
I trust that brothers and sisters know well the theme of this conference.
那是在以赛亚书43章第七节说你们是为我自己荣耀创造的。
It is found in Isaiah chapter 43 verse 7, whom I have created for my glory.
我们还是看一下吧。以赛亚书43章第七节。
Let us turn to it. Isaiah 43 verse 7.
就是凡称为我名下的人是我为自己的荣耀创造的是我所做成所造作的。
Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him, yes, I have made him.
我们再看彼得后书第一章。
Let us then turn to 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章我们看第三节。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
神能已将一切关乎生命和情见的事赐给我们皆因我们认识乃用自己荣耀和美德召我们的主
As his divine power has given to us all things that pertains to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue
弟兄们给我的负担我的题目就是彼得后书一章三节这句话
And the burden that the brothers have given to me comes from the last part of chapter 1 verse 3
乃用自己荣耀和美德造我们的主
He who called us by glory and virtue
弟兄姊妹我不知道你们的心里头对荣耀和美德是怎么去理解
Brothers and sisters, I do not know in your heart how do you comprehend this glory and virtue
实在说起来这两个名词好像懂得但是也好像不太明白
It seems that we know these phrases, but then we don't really understand them.
那我自己呢说真的我在主面前等候好像也没有足够的话把这个意思能够充分发表出来。
And honestly speaking, as I waited before the Lord, I do not have enough words to express these two words.
所以我祷告主求圣灵在弟兄姊妹心里头说话。
And I pray that the Holy Spirit will speak in the heart of brothers and sisters.
因为人的话都讲得有限。
Because the words of man are very limited.
也不容易把神的旨意能够说得明白。
And it is not easy to explain clearly the word of God.
只有圣灵在我们心中说话我们就懂得了。
Only when the Holy Spirit speaks in our heart, then we can understand.
弟兄姊妹刚才我们读到第一章第三节里头说了一句话
In chapter 1 verse 3 we just read
他说用自己的荣耀和美德造我们的主
He who called us by glory and virtue
弟兄姊妹这里给我们看到一个什么样的图画呢
Brothers and sisters, what a picture we see
我们的主来呼召我们
Our Lord called us
他把什么摆在我们的面前呢
What did he present us
他说如果你来跟随我你答应我的呼召你能够得到什么呢
He said, if you follow me, you answer my calling, what will you have?
我心里头有一个的感觉
And I have this feeling in my heart
今天在地上人都用很多不同的东西来吸引人
In this world today, many people draw us with different things
他告诉你说你将来跟随我你将做这个事情你得到这个东西得到那个东西
They tell us, if you follow us, if you follow me, you will obtain this
弟兄姊妹我们都被这个事情来夺去了我们的心有没有呢
And sisters, our hearts are captured by these things, right?
但弟兄姊妹彼得在他晚年的时候他在写彼得后书他将来告诉我们
But as Peter was in his elderly age, as he wrote the second letter, he wrote
他说我们被呼召。
He said we are called.
我们主用两个东西来告诉我们。
That the Lord called us by two things.
就是说这两个就是我们答应他呼召的时候能够得着的。
As we answered his calling, these two things we will have.
一个是他自己的荣耀。
That one is his glory.
一个是他自己的美德。
The other his virtue.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我不知道你对这个被吸引还是不被吸引。
I do not know if you are attracted to this.
我这里看不到坐在前面有多少年轻的弟兄姊妹。
I cannot see how many young brothers and sisters.
但是我亲爱的年轻弟兄姊妹。
But my dear young brothers and sisters.
我们在地上很多人告诉我们说这个不错，那个很好。
On this earth, many people tell us this is good, that is better.
但是我们这般属于主的人。
But those of us who belong to the Lord.
我们主来呼召我们。
As the Lord have called us.
他不是用外面所有的东西，其他的东西。
He did not use these external things.
他用两个东西来叫我们来跟答应他的呼召。
He used these two things so that we can answer his call.
一个是他自己的荣耀。
One is his glory.
一个是他的美德。
The other his virtue.
我亲爱弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
你有没有看到这个荣耀？有没有看到这个美德呢？
Are you able to see the glory and virtue?
弟兄姊妹，有没有今天我们有一个叹息说我们的价值观可能是很低了？
Brothers and sisters, is there a sigh within us that our value system is too low?
我对不起，如果冒犯你们，我在这里抱歉。
I apologize if I've offended you.
但是有很多时候我们的价值观是很低的。
But oftentimes what we value is very low.
我记得我小的时候，
I remember when I was young.
我父亲跟我说，
My father said,
你好考试。
You do the exam well.
然后当你考100分以后，我送你一排巧克力。
If you get 100%, I will give you a piece of chocolate.
你知道我所有努力，我所有用功读书，我的价值就是一排巧克力。
You know, all my effort, all my labor was for this piece of chocolate.
那感谢主，那次我真的拿到100分，我拿着这排巧克力，我很高兴。
I thank the Lord that time I did get 100% and I did receive the chocolate.
我弟弟说能分我一块吗？我说不行。
My younger brother said, "Can I share with you?" I said, "No."
这是我的。
This is mine.
但是很遗憾，这排巧克力很快就吃完了。
But sadly, this chocolate was gone very quickly.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你知道地上我们的价值观是怎么样呢
？You know what we value in this world.
我亲爱的，做父母的弟兄姊妹
，those brothers and sisters who are parents，
你怎么鼓励你的孩子用功读书呢
？How do you encourage your children to study？
你怎么鼓励你的孩子好做一个人呢
？How do you encourage your children to be a good person？
你把什么价值摆在他的面前呢
？What value do you set before them？
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为郭定强在这里讲的好像很轻松。
Brothers and sisters, do not think that Timothy Kwok speaks lightly.
但是你知道，今天就是很多神的儿女。
Even many children of God today.
我们来到神的家里头，我们都说神的荣耀。
And as we come to the house of God, we all speak of His glory.
我们都说关于主的美德。
We all speak of His excellence.
但是我的负担是，我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是你一生的价值吗
？But this is my burden. Is this the value of your life?
这是你一生的价值观，就是因为有主耶稣基督的荣耀，还有主耶稣基督的美德吗
？Does your whole life value the glory?Glory and virtue of the Lord.
哦，弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters.
当我们人生走完的时候
，As we finish our life,
你能够得到什么呢
？What would you be able to have?
我们可能有很多不同的思想
，Perhaps we have many thoughts.
但是弟兄姊妹，彼得不一样
，But Peter was different.
彼得说，这位主呼召我们
，Peter said, Our Lord called us.
他告诉我们说，当我们走完人生路的时候
，He said, As we finish our life journey.
当我们走跟随主，一直走，一直走。听他的呼召的时候
and as we hear and continue to follow the Lord,
我们能够得着的就是主自己的荣耀主自己的美德
we would be able to have his own glory and virtue.
我们看见地上有些人有荣耀
we see that some worldly people, they have glory.
他们好像做了很多很辉煌的事情
as if they have done some marvelous things.
我们中国人也发觉我们中国人里头有很多所谓的圣人
and the Chinese have many virtuous people.
我们感觉他的道德非常的高
they have high moral standards.
然后他们的思想非常有思想
and they have very deep thoughts.
我们感觉他们有他们的美德
we thought that they have their virtue.
但我告诉弟兄姊妹 妹,
but brothers and sisters,
这一切都不能够存到永远的,
none of these will last to eternity. 这
没有真正的价值,
they have no true value.
弟兄姊妹, 我们的主今天来呼召我们,
brothers and sisters, as our Lord calls us today,
他用什么摆在我们的面前呢?
What does he present before us?
他摆在我的面前是他自己的荣耀, 是他自己的美德。
He presents before us his own glory and virtue.
哦, 弟兄姊妹,
oh, brothers and sisters,
你有没有感觉你做你在人生里头有时候遇到一些忧愁
Do you feel that there are some anxieties and sorrow in your life?
有的时候你感觉你在地上不知道做什么
That in this world you don't know what you're doing.
你在很高兴的时候有时候有叹息你不知道到底我在忙什么事情
Even in a moment of joy, you still have a sighing, not knowing what you're doing.
当然在你愁苦的时候你也会叹气说我为什么在地上那么辛劳呢
Of course, when the time of sorrow comes, you trouble, why am I here?
我不知道你有没有这样的叹息过。
I don't know if you ever sighed this
way. 我们感觉我们喜乐好像越来越稀少。
But we feel the joy is far and few.
但亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
当你真知道你为什么活着
if you truly know why you live,
你真知道你人生的目标
and you know the goal of your life,
你真知道你要往哪里去
and you know where you're headed,
你知道你存在在地上的价值是什么
and you know the value of your existence,
然后你知道虽然我们经过一切的愁苦这一切都是会过去但是都是值得的
and you know that after all these trouble, all these sorrow, that all these things will pass.
弟兄姊妹什么来呼召我们
Brothers and sisters, what is calling us?
是主自己的荣耀主自己的美德
It is his own glory, his own virtue.
哦弟兄姊妹我们真希望我们每个弟兄姊妹都被这个吸引
And I truly hope that you will be drawn by this.
我们都被这个来鼓舞着做我们的心
That your heart will be encouraged by this.
当你当我们这辈子过完我们看见我们主的时候
And as we finish our life and when we see our Lord,
你希望得到什么?
What do you hope to obtain?
你希望主把什么给你?
What do you want the Lord to give you?
弟兄姊妹,我们感谢主。
One sisters, we thank the Lord.
其实我们在地上几十年一生的铺排。
For these decades of life,
我们活在地上。
As we live in this world,
主把不同的环境、不同的难处、不同的喜乐放在我们生命的里头。
The Lord gives us different difficulties, different joy in our life.
就是一个重要的要我们得着他的荣耀他的美德
because he wants us to obtain his glory and virtue
那靠着主的恩典今天晚上我讲一点关于荣耀的事
Now by the grace of the Lord tonight I want to share with you something about his glory
明天早上靠着主恩典我谈一些关于美德
Tomorrow morning I would like to speak on his virtue
但弟兄姊妹荣耀跟美德我感觉是不是一个事情的两面
Brothers and sisters, concerning glory and virtue, I thought they are the same thing, but the two different sides.
因为一个真正有美德的人他所表现出来就是荣耀
Because someone who is virtuous, what he presents is glory.
一个真正的荣耀在他里头的东西就是美德
Someone who is glorious, what is within him is virtue.
那不是光是外表的
It is not just external
那是里头的
But within
那弟兄姊妹说到荣耀实在发觉这是一个非常不容易讲的题目
And sisters, when we speak of glory This is truly a very difficult topic
我不知道弟兄姊妹对荣耀这个词你怎么理解
I do not know how you understand this word glory
我花了点时间我翻了点圣经我就没有能够很好的把荣耀给一个定义
I spent some time, I flipped through the Bibles But I could not give a very good definition to the word
在希伯来文用荣耀这个字它的意思是什么
The word in the Hebrew language, what it means is this.
说到是很有分量的，很重，很有重量的。
It speaks of something very heavy, very weighty.
是很尊贵的。
It's very honorable.
那我不知道我查圣经查的对不对，一共出现了534次。
I don't know if I searched the Bible right, but it came 534 times.
这包括了名词了，动词了，各方面的词了，在里头。
The nouns and verbs and such things.
那当然中文翻译跟原文是有点差别的。
The Chinese translation is a little different from the original.
那在新约呢?
What about the New Testament?
除了包括有尊荣的意思之外
Other than this meaning of honor,
那荣耀还包括会光辉会发光的。
And glory also has the meaning of brightness or illumination.
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
在新约出现了257次，三十七次。
In the New Testament, 237 times.
那弟兄姊妹，这说明什么
？Now what does this mean?
原来整本圣经荣耀是一个非常重要的内容跟题目。
That in the whole Bible, glory is a very important theme.
什么是神的荣耀呢
？What is the glory of God?
神的荣耀怎么表现出来呢
？How does God manifest His glory?
如果我们读圣经的时候
，And as we read the Bible,
我们发觉
，We discover
什么是神的荣耀
？What is the glory of God?
就是当神满意喜悦的时候
，It is when God is satisfied, when He is joyful.
他喜悦，他 pleased.
When He is pleased,
他的荣耀就彰显出来了。
Then He manifests His glory.
当然，神的荣耀彰显在诸天。
Now, as the glory of God is manifest in the heavens,
诗篇告诉我们说，诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
The psalm says that the universe declare His glory and the firmaments His power.
其实，在宇宙我们能看得见的。
And we can see this in the universe.
但在我们人当中
，But within us,
我们什么时候看到神的荣耀呢
？When are we able to see the glory of God?
神的荣耀就是告诉我们说神满意了神喜欢了
The glory of God shows when He is pleased
他喜悦然后就把荣耀彰显出来
When He is pleased then He manifests glory
在圣经里头说到神的荣耀
When the Bible speaks of the glory of God
在旧约里头很清楚告诉我们
In the Old Testament He is very clear
有两个地方
There are two places
第一个是当出埃及记40章当会幕建起来的时候
In Exodus chapter 40 when the tabernacle was built
那说到什么神就把荣耀充满了整个会幕
And it says the glory of God filled the tabernacle
连摩西都不能进去了
Even Moses was not able to enter
神的旨意成功了
And the purpose of God was fulfilled
神把他的百姓从埃及拯救出来
God has redeemed His people from Egypt.
用他的大能的手带领他们经过红海。
With His mighty hand, He led them through the Red Sea.
然后来到旷野，把会幕建起来。
And as they came to the wilderness and built the tabernacle.
从人看起来，这会幕好像没有什么。
In the eyes of man, the tabernacle was not much.
很可能当然比起埃及的金字塔，好像没有太荣耀。
It's not comparable in glory to the pyramids of Egypt.
埃及的金字塔建得很辉煌，很美丽。
The pyramids of Egypt was built very grand.
人看起来，哦，这是荣耀的建筑物。
In the eyes of man, that is glorious building.
神不是这样认为。
But not in the eyes of God.
当神的旨意成就的时候
，When the purpose of God is fulfilled.
神能够跟人在一起。
When God is able to be with man.
神的旨意是要跟人同住。
And the purpose of God is so that He can abide with us.
神的荣耀就充满了会幕。
And then the glory of God filled the tabernacle.
所以我们可以这样说。
So we can say this.
神的荣耀什么时候显现？
When did the glory of God manifest?
就是当神的旨意能够成就的时候，神的荣耀就显出来了。
When the purpose of God is fulfilled, then His glory is manifest.
那当然说到所罗门的时代，在历代我们就看见了。
Of course, in the time of Solomon, in the Chronicles.
当所罗门把殿建好来献殿的时候
，When Solomon finished the temple, when he offered the temple.
然后火从天上降下来
，And the fire descended from heaven.
然后神的荣耀就充满了圣殿。
The glory of God filled the temple.
连祭司都不能够进去。
Even the priest was not able to enter.
这里说明什么
？What does that mean?
这告诉我们说神心意满足了。
It says that when the heart of God is satisfied.
神满意能够跟人在一起了。
When God can be with people.
换句话说
，In other words,
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters,
当我们真活在神旨意当中的时候
，When we truly live in the purpose of God,
当神在我们身上能够喜悦我们的时候
，When God is pleased with us,
神的荣耀就显明出来
，And the glory of God is manifest.
其实在圣经里头给我们看到荣耀是什么一回事情。
So、this is what the Bible has shown to us. What is glory?
那当然，弟兄姊妹，我们从远处看，我们就知道了。
If we look from a bit further away,
人为什么被造呢
？Why was man created?
人被造的目的是什么呢
？What was the purpose of creating man?
我感谢主，以赛亚告诉我们。
We thank the Lord, Isaiah told us.
我们被称为他名下的人。
We are people called by his name.
意思就是说，我们这般属于他的人。
It means that those of us who belong to him.
有很多人不被称为主名下的，他不愿意。
Many people are not in the name of the Lord because they are not willing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们今天坐在这里，我们都被称为他名下的人。
Brothers and sisters, as we sat here, we are all called by his name.
我们都在他名下聚会。
We all gather in his name.
我们都在这里宣告说我们是属于他的。
And we all proclaim that we are his.
然后以赛亚接着就说了，把神的话说出来。
And Isaiah continued on with the word of God.
神就说，你们是为着我自己的荣耀被创造的。
You are created because of my glory.
你为什么坐在这里？
Why are you here?
是为了神的荣耀。
It's for the glory of God.
你为什么要经历那么多的事情？
Why do you have to go through so many things?
是因为神的荣耀。
It is because of the glory of God.
为什么你得着那么多新约底下的祝福？
Why do you have so many blessings of the New Testament?
是为了神的荣耀。
It's for the glory of God.
为什么会有美丽的将来摆在我们的前面？
Why do you have a beautiful future presented for you?
是为了神的荣耀。
It is for the glory of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters,
我们所以 我们弟兄姊妹啊，应该能够把头抬起来的。
Brothers and sisters, you are able to lift up your heads.
你不应该把头低下来，忧愁愁容满脸的。
You should not bow your heads and with sorrow on your face.
应该很高兴，因为我们是因着神的荣耀而被创造的。
Oh, lift up your heads with joy, for we are created for His glory.
我们前面是荣耀的。
Our what is ahead of us is glorious.
我们前途是光明的。
Our future is bright.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
当然我们知道我们人类的历史。
We know the history, human history.
当最开始亚当被创造的时候，
At the beginning when Adam was created,
神的荣耀就遮蔽了亚当。
The glory of God covered Adam.
亚当不需要穿衣服。
Adam was not needed to be clothed.
那不用，不像今天，你要选看我穿什么衣服，出席什么场合。
It's not today like you go to some venue, you have to dress in certain ways.
那个时候亚当不用伤脑筋。
Adam did not have this problem.
神就把他的荣耀作为衣服来遮盖了亚当。
God used his own glory to clothe Adam as his clothing.
这是我的版本，可能不对的。
That's my version, probably may not be right.
当亚当在伊甸园走的时候，就好像一个大的电灯泡一样。
But as Adam walked in the Garden of Eden, he was like a bright light bulb.
哦哟，他走到哪里都发光啊。
Everywhere he goes, it's illuminating.
你想那些动物看见他来，不惧怕吗？
When the animals see him coming, would they not fear?
他肯定惧怕。
Of course they would fear.
他在看守来修理园子的时候，太有能力了。
As Adam was keeping and guarding the garden, he had power.
他走到哪里都是闪闪发亮的。
Everywhere he go, he glowed.
不管怎么样，他的光就照亮整个伊甸园。
And his light shined in the Garden of Eden.
是亚当自己有这个荣耀吗？
Does Adam himself have this glory?
他没有。
He did not.
那他的光从哪里来呢？
Where did his light come from?
是神把他荣耀遮盖着亚当。
Because the light, the glory of God covered over Adam.
所以亚当是满了把神的荣耀发表出来的一个人。
And Adam was someone who manifested the glory of God.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
这个故事我们都晓得。
We all know the story.
亚当犯罪了。
Adam sinned.
他失败了。
He failed.
他吃了那个不该吃的果子。
He ate the fruit that he ought not eat.
就在那个时候。
It is at that time.
他的荣耀突然间就失去了。
And his glory suddenly disappeared.
他看见什么？
What did he see?
他看见自己的羞耻。
He see his own shame.
然后他用自己的办法来遮盖自己的羞耻。
And with his own ways, he tried to cover his own shame.
弟兄姊妹，今天很多时候，原谅我说，我们会不会这样呢？
Forgive me, brothers and sisters, do we do the same today?
我们用外面的东西来遮盖我们里面的羞耻。
With external things, we cover up our shame within.
让人家看见我们的外表，
that people see our appearance,
然后把我们里面藏起来，
and we hide what is inside.
那弟兄姊妹，人都是看外表的，
brothers and sisters, men all look on the outside.
但我们的神是看内心的，
but our God looks within.
当亚当犯罪的时候，
when Adam sinned,
荣耀就失去了。
He lost glory.
他看见自己的羞耻，
and he see his own shame.
他看见自己实在不行，
he see that he is not able.
荣耀就离开他。
Glory departed him.
但弟兄姊妹，感谢主。
But we thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
第一个亚当失去神的荣耀。
The first Adam lost the glory of God.
我们有末后的亚当。
But we have the last Adam.
那主耶稣基督他来了。
When the Lord Jesus came.
他来把人所失去的都赢回来。
He came to win back everything man had lost.
他把神的荣耀完全在他身上能够彰显出来。
And he was able to manifest completely the glory of God.
所以希伯来书他怎么说？
So Hebrew said,
他说是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的正像。
He is the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person.
这说到神儿子的荣耀。
This is the glory of the Son of God.
但不但是这样。
And not only this.
约翰告诉我们说，
John told us, saying,
我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
We have seen his glory, the glory of the only begotten Son of God.
这个荣耀是人子的荣耀。
This is the glory of the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
只有我们的主。
Only our Lord.
他一面是神儿子的荣耀。
On the one hand, he is the glory of the Son of God.
他同时是人子的荣耀。
He also is the glory of the Son of Man.
他能够把神的荣耀完全的发表出来。
He is able to manifest completely the glory of God.
我们知道在约翰福音十二章主耶稣的祷告。
We know the prayer in John chapter 12.
主耶稣知道他离世归父的时候快到了。
The Lord knew that the time of his departure to the Father is near.
他在这里祷告。
And here he prayed.
他父啊，荣耀你的名。
He said, Father, glorify your name.
主天父怎么回应他？
How did the Heavenly Father respond?
他说你已经荣耀了，还要再荣耀。
He said, I have already glorified and I will glory again.
在人的时候看起来，这不过是个拿撒勒人的耶稣。
In the eyes of man, this is just the Jesus of Nazareth.
好像以赛亚说，他们要加行美容，好像吸引着我们。
In the words of Isaiah, he had no comeliness, no form that we desire.
他好像根出于干地。
He is like the root out of a dry land.
我们看到外表不羡慕。
We see his appearance, we do not envy him.
但是弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
在神的眼里头，
In the eyes of God,
人第一个亚当所失去的，
What the first Adam lost,
我们这个末的亚当完全把他赢回来。
And the last Adam win it back completely.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Therefore, Brothers and sisters,
我们才有盼望。
We have a hope.
如果我们的主没有得到这个荣耀，
If our Lord was not glorified,
主说我用我的荣耀来呼召你，我们就看不见了。
When the Lord said, I call you with my glory, we cannot see.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们要看到主的那个荣耀，
We need to see that glory of the Lord.
我们就被吸引，
Then we are drawn.
我们知道我们人生的价值跟目标是什么，
Then we know the value and our goal.
简单的说，
In simple words,
就是神永远的旨意能够做成在我们身上。
It is the eternal purpose of God may be fulfilled in us.
所以在希伯来书第二章说得很好。
So Hebrews chapter 2 said,
他说那位万物所属万物所本的他要做什么？
And the one who is all things.
他要领许多的儿子进荣耀里头去。
That he will bring many sons to glory.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
今天这位万物所属万物所本的神的儿子他要做一个工作。
That he who is all things and by him is all things, he is doing a work.
他要把神的儿女们带进荣耀里头去。
He is bringing the children of God into glory.
弟兄姊妹，你往哪里去啊？
Brothers and sisters, where are you going?
你不是你人说我要到美国，我要到中国，你个去很多地方。
So I'm going to the States, I'm going to China.
可能不太愿意去加拿大。
Probably you don't want to go to Canada.
但弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
我们不是在地上找一个地方。
We're not looking for a place here.
我们主来招呼我们。
When the Lord called us,
这位为万物所属万物所本的神的儿子。
He who is all things and by whom are all things, the Son of God.
他要把我们带进荣耀里头去。
He is bringing us into glory.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Therefore, brothers,
这是我们的前途。
This is our future.
这是主要给我们的。
This is what the Lord is giving us.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们主得着这一切的荣耀。
When the Lord have all this glory,
我们怎么可以同样得到这个荣耀呢？
How can we obtain the same glory?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在圣经里头很简单的告诉我们一个很简单但是非常重要的真理。
The Bible tells us a simple but important truth.
叫做在基督里。
It is called in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这是好像很简单的一个词,
it seems a very simple word.
但是里头有多少的恩典可祝福呢?
But within it contains so much grace and blessing.
这我们几位荣耀的主, 他得着一切的荣耀,
and this Lord of glory who had obtained all the glory.
这位荣耀的主, 他又进到荣耀里头去,
and he has entered into glory.
今天我们在基督里,
today we are in Christ.
我们就跟他有同一个前途, 同一个方向,
and we have the same future, same direction as him.
我们今天加拉太书告诉我们说, 我们这帮人是披戴基督,
as Galatians said, we have been clothed with Christ.
我们都是新造的人,
we are all new creation.
因为我们都在基督里头,
because we are all in Christ.
我们得着这个何等美好的荣耀,
and we have obtained this beautiful glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
当然我们知道, 除了我们主耶稣基督是荣耀的发表,
we all know that as, other than the Lord Jesus, who is the manifestation of glory,
我们还知道一个很重要的,
and there is another important factor,
那是什么呢?
Which is this,
神的荣耀彰显在教会当中,
that the glory of God is manifest in the church.
在希伯来书, 不是, 在罗马书第九章这样说,
in Romans chapter 9, he said this.
9章23节,
chapter 9, verse 23.
他说这里有一个器皿,
he said, here is a vessel.
这个器皿, 就是说到教会,
this vessel points to the church.
那不管是犹太人是外邦人,
whether the Jews or the Gentiles,
那都在这个器皿的里面,
we're all in this vessel.
然后这个器皿是做什么的呢?
Now, what is this vessel used for?
这个器皿就来盛装了神的荣耀,
this vessel contains the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹, 你们想过, 这实在太美丽的事情,
and sisters, have you ever thought of this beautiful thing?
荣耀需要一个器皿来盛装, 你感觉奇怪吗?
Do you find it strange that glory needs to find a vessel to contain it?
其实神的荣耀充满在宇宙当中,
the glory of God is filled in the universe.
神的荣耀在神的儿子里头完全的体现,
the glory of God is made perfect, manifest perfect in the Son of God.
但感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
神今天说他要做一个器皿,
today God said he's making a vessel.
这个器皿是 专门来盛装神荣耀的器皿,
and this vessel is specifically to contain the glory of God.
所以弟兄姊妹,
therefore, brothers,
教会的内容应该是什么呢?
What is the content of the church?
教会不是只做外面很多的工作,
the church is not just exteriorly doing many works.
教会不是有一个很漂亮的建筑物,
the church is not meant to have a very beautiful building.
甚至教会不是有很多人来聚集,
even the church is not meant for many people gathered together.
有的更过分了, 他说我们教会很有钱,
and some was even worse, they say our church is very rich.
弟兄姊妹, 其实一切都不是教会应该有的内容,
and sisters, none of this is the element of the church.
从一面来说, 教会就说明神同在的体现,
on the one hand, the church is the manifestation of the presence of God.
另外一面,
on the other hand,
就说到教会就是神荣耀的器皿,
the church is the vessel for glory.
只要神的同在在这里,
as long as the presence of God is here,
神的荣耀就在这里,
the glory of God is also here.
在旧约是这样,
this way in the Old Testament,
在新约也是一样,
it is also this way in the New Testament.
我还记得一个神所用的一个神的侍女,
I remember a maidservant of the Lord.
她亲自告诉我的,
she told me herself.
她在中国大陆服侍主,
when she served in mainland China,
他在中国大陆一个很有名的一个团体里头来服侍,
when she served in a very famous organization,
那里头很多的弟兄姊妹,
there are many brothers and sisters there.
后来因为环境的原因, 他到了香港,
because of the circumstances, she went to Hong Kong.
香港很多的礼拜堂, 之后他来了, 都向他招手, 你到我们教会来,
many of the churches in Hong Kong knew her coming, they invited her to come.
你来, 你要什么条件, 你说, 我们都能够满足你,
and they said, as long as you come, you name your price, you name your condition, we will meet them.
然后我们的姊妹, 她去了这个聚会, 到了那个聚会, 她里头感觉都不踏实,
and our sisters went here and there, but she didn't feel sure.
她没有感觉她应该安家在这个地方,
she did not feel that she should make her home here.
后来她去一个小小礼拜堂,
then she went to a little chapel.
那个她听那个站在上头讲道的弟兄讲的也不怎么样,
and as she heard the brother who stood up there, she didn't think much of him.
因为他听了很多有名传道人讲道。
Because she had already heard many famous preachers.
而且发觉就管理呢，好像管理也不太好。
And then the organization wasn't very smooth.
一面前面在讲道，后面小朋友在闹。
And there was preaching, and then there's the kids making noise.
但是他告诉我
，But she said.
当他坐在这里聚会的时候，他一个很深的感觉。
When she sat there and gathered, she had this deep feeling.
神在这里。
God.Was there.
我们主在这里。
That our Lord is there.
他说只要主在这里我什么地方都不去了。
She said, as long as the Lord is here, I will go nowhere else.
我不要去那些人来邀请我去的地方。
I don't have to go to those places that are invited.
我要留在这里来服侍主。
I want to stay here to serve the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
教会到底是什么呢？
What exactly is the church?
当然我可以讲到教会有很多的内容。
I can speak on many aspects of the church.
像保罗在以弗所书里头告诉我们说这是一个荣耀的教会。
And Paul said in Ephesians that this is a church of glory.
但为什么教会是一个荣耀的教会呢？
Why is the church a glorious church?
教会是荣耀的教会，因为我们的主在这里。
And the church is a glorious church because the Lord is here.
因为主的满意，主的喜悦在这里。
Because the satisfaction, the pleasure of the Lord is here.
弟兄姊妹，如果今天你的聚会主不满意，
Brothers and sisters, if you're gathering, the Lord is not pleased.
那对不起，你就失去了神的荣耀。
And sadly, you have lost the glory of God.
罗马书第九章实是引用耶利米书十八章的话。
Romans 9 was a quote from Jeremiah 18.
接着说到个窑匠。
And there is a potter.
他在做一个器皿。
And he was making a vessel.
他要做一个器皿是有目的的。
And he was making a vessel for a purpose.
虽然做坏了。
Even though he made a mistake.
但是他继续做直到把器皿做出来。
But he continued to make until the vessel was formed.
然后保罗就这样说了。
And then Paul said,
我们结伴人是蒙怜悯盛装神荣耀的器皿。
All of us are vessel for glory by his mercy.
所以我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters,
每次我们来聚会的时候，
Every time we gather together,
我们看见我们一同聚集的时候，我们要看到一个什么内容？
Every time we gather together, what do we need to see?
皆是神荣耀的器皿。
This is the vessel for glory.
神的荣耀要在这里彰显出来。
But the glory of God must be manifest here.
虽然在外表好像没有什么，
Even the exterior doesn't seem much.
器皿本身不重要。
The vessel itself is not important.
器皿盛装了什么才说明那个重要是什么东西。
What the vessel contains is important.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们人没有什么价值。
We as men, we're not very valuable.
但实际我们的价值在哪里？
But what is our true value?
我们的价值是因为我们被造是因着神的荣耀而被造的。
Our value is because we are created, we are formed for His glory.
你能够同意我这样说吗？
Can you agree with what I'm saying?
如果把神的荣耀从人的生命当中拿走，
If you were to remove the glory of God from our life,
你会发觉其实人生的意义就没什么好说的。
You'll discover there's not much left for the meaning of life.
当然你做了很多的事情。
Of course you can do many things.
你很多你感觉很满意的事情。
You can do many things that satisfies you.
但是你知道当人生这个道路走完之后，
But as you finish the life,
你能够剩下什么？
What can be left behind?
你能够给人家什么？
What can you give others?
人家还记得你什么？
What can others remember you by?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们每一个属于神的儿女，
All the children of God,
我们有一个非常荣耀的盼望。
We have a glorious hope.
这个荣耀盼望是什么呢？
What is the glorious hope?
我们就能够进到这个神儿子自己的荣耀里头去。
That we are able to enter into the glory of the Son of God.
我们的主用他的荣耀来呼召我们。
And our Lord, He has called us by His glory.
所以当保罗写到以弗所书的时候，
So when Paul wrote Ephesians,
我们读到第一章，
When we read chapter 1,
这里有三个地方怎么说呢？
There are three points here.
叫他的荣耀得着称赞。
To the praise of his glory.
那今天晚上我不在这里细细的说到这三方面。
I don't want to go into detail about these three points.
但是我们去细细看的时候，
But as we read into it,
我就发觉原来神的荣耀 显明在我们身上，是因着他儿子的工作。
We discover that as the glory of God is manifest in us, it's because what the Son has done.
我们怎么有这个荣耀呢？
How do we have this glory?
第一个荣耀是什么呢？
What is the first glory?
是我们得着神儿子的名分。
Is that we obtain sonship.
弟兄姊妹，我们能够得荣耀，是我们得着神儿子的名分。
Brothers and sisters, we are able to have the glory because we have the sonship.
简单说，
in simple words,
我们今天能够经营父神一切要我们经营的。
Today we are able to rule over everything that the Father has given us.
我们可以知道神的心思，知道神的意思。
We can know the heart of God. We can know His purpose.
一个小朋友，
a little child,
他可以跟父亲很亲密。
He can be very dear to the father.
他可以爱他的爸爸。
He can love his father.
他爸爸也爱他。
The father can love him.
其实都是很好的。
Those are good.
是非常好的关系。
It's a very good relationship.
但是一个小孩子他不能不长大的。
But a child must grow up.
如果一孩子他一直都不长大。
If a child never grows up.
那就太可惜了。
Then it's truly sad.
那可以说那非常感觉可怜。
And it's very pitiful.
小朋友吃一瓶奶啊很舒服。
As a little baby drinks a bottle of milk,
你给他一瓶奶，他就吃饱了。
And then the child is satisfied with the milk.
但弟兄姊妹，今天如果拿着奶瓶上来，
If I come up here with the milk bottle,
你应该感觉有点问题，不是吗？
You'd feel troubled, wouldn't you?
我说我饿了，我在喝奶，你说是不是有点问题啊？
If I say I'm hungry, I drink from the bottle of milk, you say there's something wrong with him.
但是遗憾的，在神的家里头，有很多神的儿女还是吃奶的。
But sadly, in the house of God, there's many still drink from the bottle of milk.
但希伯来书告诉我们说，他不能吃干粮，他只能吃这个奶。
They're not able to eat dry food, they can only drink milk.
我们要长大。
We need to grow up.
圣经说我们要得着神儿子的名分。
The Bible says we need to obtain the sonship.
那意思是什么？
What does that mean?
你能够长大了。
You're able to mature.
你能够懂得父亲的心意。
You're able to understand the heart of God.
用我们的话说，你能够摸到宝座的要求。
In other words, you can be in touch with the requirement of the throne.
你知道神要什么？
You know what God wants.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们还刚信主的时候，好像神都要为我们做事情。
When we first believe in the Lord, as it seems that God is doing everything for us.
有一个福音朋友，
a gospel friend,
我给他传福音，他差一点要信了。
I shared the gospel with him, he almost believed.
后来他说我还是不信。
Later on, he said I would not believe.
为什么？
Why?
他说因为我向神祷告结果神没有给我我向神祷告那个神没有给我
He said I pray this to God God did not give I pray that to God God did not give
在他心里头
In his heart
这位神是为他服务的不是来为主
God is a servant to him not his Lord
他不是为了神的旨意而存在的
He did not exist for the purpose of God
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters
我们如果真的长大了
If we truly have grown
我们就能够体贴父亲的心
Then we can understand the heart of the Father
我们愿意分担父亲的里头的负担
And we are able to share his burden
我们要问说父亲你要什么
Then we ask the Father what do you want
其实叫做儿子的名分
That is called sonship
那保罗在以弗所书告诉我们说
In Ephesians, Paul said,
这是荣耀
This is glory.
你知道所有的造天使他只能执行神给他的指令
All the angels, they can only execute the commandment of God.
神要他做这个就做那个做这个做那个做那个
They would do all the biddings of God.
但是他不能够体贴神的心思
But they could not understand the heart of God.
神也不会把他的心意向他打开。
God would not open to them his heart.
但我亲爱的弟兄姊妹
But my dear brothers,
保罗说这是何等的荣耀。
Paul said, such a glory is this.
因为我们每一个都是得着神儿子的名分。
Because every one of us has sonship.
我们都能够怎么样？我们都能够体贴父亲的心意。
All of us can understand the will of God.
我们都知道神宝座的要求。
We all know what he needs from his throne.
然后我们就配合上去。
And then we cooperate.
当我们配合的时候。
And when we co-work with him.
神的旨意就在我们身上得着成就。
And the purpose of God is fulfilled in us.
用我开始的话说。
Was the word from the beginning.
那是什么样呢？
What was it like?
神的荣耀就彰显出来。
Then the glory of God is made manifest.
所以弟兄姊妹，神的荣耀在这里得到称赞。
Therefore, the glory of God is praised.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
以弗所书还告诉我们
Ephesians also tells us.
这个荣耀他就称赞第二个是什么呢
And the second reason to the praise of his glory.
我们在神面前得着些荣耀的基业
And we have obtained the glory of inheritance.
我们每一个弟兄姊妹我们都承受神给我们那个基业
And every one of us, we inherit his inheritance.
什么是我们的基业
And what is our inheritance?
不是房子
It is not a house.
不是钱
Not money.
如果我们真知道我们最荣耀的基业就是基督的自己
Our most glorious inheritance is Christ himself.
神把什么给我们
What does God give us?
神就把他儿子给我们
God give us his son.
从一面来说
On one hand,
我们把自己归给主
We offer ourselves to the Lord.
我们成为他的基业
We become his inheritance.
然后我们得着这位主
And as we obtain this Lord,
成为我们荣耀的基业
And he become our glorious inheritance.
我弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
今天我在神面前
Today as we before the Lord,
你得着什么呢
What have you obtained?
我得着基督的自己
We obtain Christ himself.
这是荣耀的基业
This is the glory of our inheritance.
这是我每一个人我们都能够得着的
This is something that every one of us can have.
然后第三个
Now thirdly,
为了这个荣耀的基业
For this glorious inheritance,
我们身体要得赎
That our body needs to be redeemed.
然后我们身体得赎有什么证明呢
Now what is the proof of our redemption of our body?
感谢神
We thank the Lord.
神把圣灵放在我们里面
God has placed the Holy Spirit within us.
我们得着这个荣耀的圣灵
When we obtain this glorious Holy Spirit,
说明什么
What does that mean?
说明我们每一个人都是得着基督作为我们的基业。
It means that we have all obtained Christ as our inheritance.
另外角度说，我们每一个人都属于我们的主的。
In other words, we all belong to the Lord.
这是何等的荣耀
！This is so glorious.
所以叫他的荣耀得着称赞。
For the praise of His glory,
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
我讲的那么多
，I have spoken much.
当我在这里在主面前等候的时候
And as I waited before the Lord,
我里头有一点点的负担
I had this little burden.
我希望今天晚上能够把一点的负担跟弟兄姊妹们一同来分享一点
I would like to share with you this burden tonight.
我也讲很多荣耀
I can speak of many things about glory.
我也可以提到很多关于荣耀的经文
I can make mention of many Bible verses about glory.
我也可以描写很多荣耀的内容
I can describe the content of glory.
但是你要不要看到神的荣耀呢？
But do you need to see the glory of God?
你里头有没有一个渴慕说主我要看见你的荣耀
Do you have a thirst to see the glory of the Lord?
弟兄姊妹你不要回答我这个问题你自己回答自己
My sister, do not answer me, but answer yourself.
对不起很多时候我们眼睛都要看到地上的荣耀
Forgive me for saying this. Many times our eyes see the glory of this earth.
我们都注目人的荣耀
And we gaze upon the glory of man.
我们何等容易以为荣耀就是地上各样的丰富
It's so easy for us to misunderstood that glory is the earthly abundance.
这个房子好漂亮我以为说哎呀住在里头的人就很荣耀
The house is very glamorous, therefore the people living in it must be very glorious.
这个车很名贵开这个车的人就有荣耀
The car is very expensive, therefore the driver must be very glorious.
那弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
我可以讲荣耀
I can describe glory.
但是你里头有没有一个渴慕说主啊我要看见你的荣耀
But do you have this hunger within your heart? Say, Lord, I desire to see your glory.
我可以这样说
I can say this.
如果你真的看见主的荣耀
If you truly see the glory of God,
你生活就不一样
Then you would live a different life.
你完全不同
It would be different.
在圣经里头有很多的例子今天晚上我稍微提一下来帮助弟兄姊妹能够了解一点点
There are many examples in the Bible. I want to mention a few.
我想最简单最叫我们明白的是摩西
I think the most simple most easy to understand is Moses
我们在出埃及记33章就看到这个故事
In Exodus chapter 3 we see this story
那前面的我就不说了
I don't have to say the things that's before
但是神说摩西你在我眼前蒙恩典
But God said Moses you have received grace in my presence
你知道一个人能够这样子实在太蒙福了
You see if someone can be like this is truly blessed
神说你在我眼前蒙恩
God said you have received grace in my presence
神说我认识你我知道你是谁
God said I know who you are
那摩西就有一个祷告
And then Moses prayed
他说神啊 有没有可能把你荣耀给我看见
said, Oh God, is it possible to show me your glory?
在他以前好像没有人有过这样的要求
Before this man, it seems that no one made this request.
只有摩西
Only Moses.
他在神面前他里头有一个渴慕
In his heart, he had this desire.
他说我要看见你的荣耀
He said, I want to see your glory.
弟兄姊妹这故事我们都知道
Francis, we
want. 你看见的时候，你会死的。
God said, "You cannot see my face because you will die."
那神怎么说呢
？And then God said this.
这里有个石头，我把你藏在里头。
He said, "There's a rock. I'm going to hide you in it."
然后我经过，我用手遮蔽你。
And I will cover you with my hand.
当我经过以后，我手拿开，你就看见我的背。
And after I pass, I will lift my hand. You will see my back.
摩西自从看见这个荣耀以后，他完全不一样。
And ever since Moses saw this glory, he was never the same.
是吗，弟兄姊妹
？Isn't it, brothers and sisters?
不是太有意思吗
？Isn't this very interesting?
摩西四十年在埃及皇宫。
For 40 years, Moses was in the palace of Egypt.
那个时候，埃及是全个地上最有文明的一个的国家。
And Egypt at that time was the most civilized place.
那个皇宫可以说是荣耀的不得了。
The palace was filled with grandeur.
摩西所穿的、所吃的、所看见的都是地上的荣耀。
His clothing, his food, whatever he sees is the glory of this world.
有历史学家说，告诉我们说，摩西还是个将军。
Some historian tells us that Moses was a general.
他很能打仗。
He was mighty in fighting.
他有很多的军队跟随他。
He had armies following him.
你想想到摩西骑着一匹马，带着这些军队往前的时候，是不是很威风
？You see, as Moses rode on his horse and led the army, isn't he very glorious?
说哎呀你看看这摩西真的荣耀
And you see this Moses, he's glorious.
但摩西他发觉这一切都不算的什么
But Moses thought this is nothing.
这一切不能够吸引他
None of this attracts him.
他跟神说
He said to God,
神啊你能不能给我看见你的荣耀
Oh God, can you show me your glory?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们知道
We know,
如果没有救恩，没有人能够看到神的荣耀。
Without salvation, no one can see the glory of God.
那个让摩西藏在里头的磐石，我可以这样说，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
The rock which Moses hid in, that I can say is the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是永久磐石为我开，让我藏身。在你怀
Oh, the rock of ages, cliff for me, let me hide myself in thee.
我感谢主
We thank the Lord.
我知道将来在那个白色大宝座的前面
We all know that in a great white throne,
那个神的荣耀何等的光辉
When the glory of God shines so bright,
我没有一个人能够站立得住的
None of us can withstand it.
在那个荣耀面前每个人都要倒下来都要被击杀的
Before that glory, everyone will be struck down.
但感谢主
But we thank God.
今天我们藏在基督里
Today we're hidden in Christ.
在这个救恩的里面
That in this salvation,
我们能够看见神的荣耀
We can see the glory of God.
我感谢主
We thank the Lord.
摩西有这样的祷告
This is the prayer of Moses.
当他这样祷告他看见神荣耀的时候
When he prayed and when he saw the glory of God.
这就成为摩西他一生服侍主的能力
This becomes the power of Moses to serve the Lord.
是吗
Isn't it?
我不知道他在旷野后面接带着以色列百姓接四十多年他是怎么过的
I don't know the latter 40 some years when he led the people in the wilderness. How did he live it?
这一群百姓实在太难办了
This group of people, they're so difficult.
在人看起来好像都没有力量再带他们往前走了
In the eyes of man, he seems so powerless to lead them.
什么能够支持摩西继续往前呢
What could sustain Moses to carry on?
摩西永远不能忘记在山上他看到神的
Moses could never forget that on the mountain he beheld the glory of God.
这个荣耀支持他
And this glory sustained him.
这个荣耀鼓舞着他
This glory encouraged him.
这个荣耀叫他继续往前走
This glory carried him on.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们来服侍主
Today as we serve the Lord,
当然我们比不上摩西
Of course we cannot compare to Moses,
但是有一个我们应该有的
But there is something we should have,
我们像摩西一样的祷告
A prayer like Moses,
主给我看见
Oh Lord, show me,
我要看见你的荣耀
Lord, I need to see your glory,
住在你成就的救恩的里头给我这个权柄结果这个权利
Within the salvation that you have fulfilled, give me this privilege,
我能够看到你的荣耀
that I can behold your glory.
我当我们看见主荣耀的时候
when we see his glory,
保罗在哥林多后书怎么说呢
Paul said in 2 Corinthians,
我们心归向主派子就除去了
and whenever our heart is rendered to the Lord, the veil was removed.
我就看见基督的荣耀
then we see the glory of Christ.
好像从镜子反照过来一样
like seeing from a mirror.
我们就荣上加荣
And therefore we are made from glory to glory.
开始是一点荣耀
In the beginning, just a little glory.
你越求
The more you pray.
你越去注视越来看
The more you gaze upon him.
你的荣耀再加上荣耀
Then glory upon glory.
然后我们就能够走地上的道路
Then we can finish the earthly journey.
这是我第一个要告诉弟兄姊妹的
This is the first thing I want to show you, brothers.
然后我们还看到亚伯拉罕的故事
Then we see the story of Abraham.
那在创世纪好像我们没有 读出来
And we didn't read it, in Genesis.
但是我们读这个使徒行传第七章斯提凡就告诉我们一个秘密。
But in Acts chapter 7, Stephen told us a secret.
当亚伯拉罕75岁那一年
When Abraham was 75 years old,
荣耀的神向他显现。
The God of glory appeared to him.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我这里看不见你们的年纪啊这个光太强了。
I can't see you.
不管你今年几岁
Regardless of how old you are today
你要向主求说我们求荣耀的神向我显现
We pray that the God of glory would appear to us
那我读资料哈我这资料读回来的不是准确不准确
I read from the references and they say this
那个时候加利底的乌尔不是一个小城市
That the Ur of Chaldea was not a small town
那是一个非常繁荣的城市
It was a very busy city
那就好像今天的纽约一样
It's like the New York today
里头住了很多的人
There are many people live there
那犹太人说他的父亲是做亚伯拉罕的父亲是做偶像的
The Jews say that Abraham's father was an idol maker
他你想做偶像一定把他装扮得漂漂亮亮的
Of course
when银子啊，都往他身上推的。
When they make the idol, they would decorate it with gold and silver.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
亚伯拉罕在这里活了那么多时间。
Abraham lived many years.
他愿意离开吗
Would he willing to leave?
弟兄姊妹愿意离开吗
Brothers and sisters, were you willing to leave?
什么时候能够离开啊
When can you leave?
荣耀的神向他显现。
Only when the God of glory appeared to him.
弟兄姊妹当亚伯拉罕看到荣耀的神向他显现的时候
When Abraham saw the God of glory appear to him
他就出去
He went out
他离开
He left
这个地方他不留在哪里了
He could no longer remain here
弟兄姊妹今天我要你辞工不干你会不会啊
And sisters if I ask you to quit your job would you do it?
你说郭弟兄我的工不错啊
Say Brother Kwok my work is good
在我住的地方底下那个州啊就叫华盛顿州
Where I live, the state that's lower than me is the state of Washington.
是微软的那个大本营啊
It's the headquarter of Microsoft.
很多弟兄说我在微软上班的好骄傲
Many brothers and sisters say I work with Microsoft.
我跟他说你别干了
I told him, quit it.
出去
Go out.
往我指示你的地方去
Go to the place where I am going to show you.
他说郭弟兄你神经病
He said Brother Kwok you must be mad.
我干得好好的我在公司薪水又高地位又高我出去干什么
I have a good job with good pay.
你还要我出去我去哪里你有没有告诉我
You want me to go out? Where do I go out?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
那个时候亚伯拉罕因为荣耀的神向他显现
Abraham, when the God of glory appeared to him,
他就把一切都撇下
He left everything behind.
希伯来书告诉我们什么
Hebrew tells us this.
他承认自己在世上不过是寄居是客旅的
He acknowledged that he is only a sojourner, a stranger in this world.
他 他发觉这个美丽的乌尔根本不能够天上的城不能相比。
He discovered this earthly earl could not compare to the heavenly city.
他仰望这个在天上神所经营所建造的城。
Therefore he looked up to the city whose ruler and maker is God.
神自己在做。
And God is making.
他要往这个城奔去。
And he is running toward that city.
所以他承认自己是什么？是寄居，是客旅的。
So therefore he called himself a sojourner, a stranger of the land.
他住在帐篷。
And he lived in tents.
他不要住在房子里头。
He would not dwell in houses.
因为他说这不是我的家。
Because he said, this is not my home.
我的家是神为我预备这美好的天城。
My home is this heavenly city that God is preparing.
我亲爱弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我们常常说我们是一个走属天道路的客旅。
We often say that we are sojourner of the heavenly way.
你真的是这样感觉吗？
Do you truly feel this way?
你们唱诗歌说这世界非我家，这世界真的不是你的家吗？
When we sing this song, this world is not my home. Really?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
光讲没有用。
To speak is vain.
你听我讲道也没有用。
To hear me speaking is in vain.
什么有用啊？
What counts?
这荣耀的神向你显现。
Is when the God of glory appears to you.
从那个时候开始。
And then from that moment.
亚伯拉罕就开始走信心的道路。
Abraham began his journey of faith.
他出去的时候不知道往哪里去。
When he left, he did not know where he was going.
他只知道是谁呼召了他。
He only knew who had called him.
是这位荣耀的神。呼召了他。
And this God of glory have called him.
我们不是看到在教会历史里头许多神大用的仆人。
We see in church history the many servants of the Lord who are greatly used.
在人看起来他有最美好的前途。
In the eyes of man, they have the best future.
在人看起来他在地上可以做很多很轰轰烈烈的事业。
In the eyes of man, they could do grand things in this world.
简单说他可以赚不少的钱。
In simple words, they can make a lot of money.
但是他把这一切都丢下了。
But they have given up all that.
他说这都不重要。
They said, this is not important.
为什么？
Why?
因为荣耀的神向他显现。
Because the God of glory have appeared to
them. 我弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
今天不是我来劝你要怎么来走信心的道路。
Today it's not me to encourage you how to walk the journey of faith.
我不是要告诉你说有一个城叫做天上的耶路撒冷是我们将来的目标。
It is not for me to say that there is a heavenly Jerusalem that is our goal.
我这样说没有用。
It is futile for me to say this.
我们应该有一个祷告。
We need to have a prayer.
我们求荣耀的神向我们显现。
We would pray that the God of glory appear to us.
弟兄姊妹，当荣耀的神向我们显现的时候。
And when the God of glory appears to us.
我们发觉这世界都要过去。
And we discover that this world will pass away.
我们看见这美丽的圣城。
We see this beautiful city, holy city.
是天上的耶路撒冷。
That is the heavenly Jerusalem.
是我们的神所经营所建造的。
Who is ruler and maker is our God.
我们都要进到这城的里头。
We are all entering into that city.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们荣耀的前途。
Francis, this is our hope of glory.
当然，我们读到以赛亚书第六章。
Of course, as we read Isaiah chapter 6,
这是我们很熟的一段话。
That are very familiar Bible verse.
然后说乌西亚驾崩的时候。
When King Uzziah died.
整个国家没有王了。
There was no king left in the country.
那个时候国家陷入一个危机的里头。
And this kingdom fell into a crisis.
没有王这国家多危险呢。
This kingdom has no king.
但是以赛亚看到一个异象。
But Isaiah saw this vision.
他看见宝座。
He saw the throne.
他看见神的荣耀。
He saw the glory of God.
他看见神的荣耀充满全地。
He saw the glory of God fill this land.
他在这里，他看见神荣耀的时候，就听到神呼召的声音。
And when he saw the glory of God, he heard the calling of God.
神说，我可以呼召谁，谁能为我们去呢？
And the Lord said, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?
弟兄姊妹，今天地上一片混乱，不需要我说的。
Sisters, I don't need to explain to you how chaotic it is here today.
那不用我来描写。
I don't have to describe it.
在这里，我想我要讲的，你们比我知道更清楚。
I think what I wanted to say, you know more better than I do.
在这地上好像没有真正的王。
On this earth, it seems there's no true king.
但弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
不管地上多乱。
However chaotic it is in this world.
不管地上有多难。
However difficult in this world.
你好像以赛亚一样。
As Isaiah.
你看见我们的主永远坐在宝座上。
You can see that our Lord forever sits on his throne.
他的荣耀充满全地。
That his glory fill the earth.
然后他在这里招呼。
And here he called.
我可以差遣谁呢？
Whom shall I send?
我能够谁能为我们去呢？
And who will go for us?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你怎么能够答应主的呼召？
How could you answer the calling?
你要看到神的荣耀。
You need to see the glory of God.
是地上的事情一片混乱。
Yes, this world is filled with chaos.
在我们服事的里头，
In our services,
我们的确遇到不少的难处，有没有？
We truly have met with many difficulties.
我们看见弟兄姊妹很多时候都给我们 各方面的困难。
We see brothers and sisters brought us many difficulties.
在我们生命里头，我们遇到各样的难处。
In our lives, we're met with difficulties.
我们不知道该怎么办。
And we do not know what to do.
我们不知道该怎么处理。
We do not know how to handle this.
但我亲爱弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
我有以赛亚的意象。
We need to have the vision of Isaiah.
我要看见我们主永远坐在宝座上。
To see that forever he sits on the throne.
他的荣耀要充满全地。
That his glory fills the whole earth.
他要来向我们招呼。
And here he calls.
谁能够为我们去呢？
Who shall I send?
我们怎么来服侍主？
How do we serve the Lord?
我们怎么来跟随主？
How do we follow the Lord?
我可不可以这样说的，弟兄姊妹？
Could I say it this way?
不是每年你来参加一些西安特会就解决了。
It is not satisfied. It is not enough that you come to WCCC once a year.
那当然来很好。
It is good that you
come. 我非常欢迎你们来。
I welcome you.
但是弟兄姊妹只来了还不够。
But it's not enough to just come here.
你要有一个祷告。
You need to have a prayer.
你有一个呼求。
You need to have this crying.
这个祷告呼求是什么？
What are you praying and crying?
你祷告呼求说，主啊，给我看见你的荣耀。
You say, Oh Lord, show me your glory.
让我看见你真的坐在宝座上。
Show me that truly you sit on the throne.
你统管了万有。
That you rule over everything.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters.
最后我再说一个。
Lastly, I want to say this.
我们都知道大祭司的服事。
We all know the service of the high priest.
对吗？
Right?
我们知道大祭司他的服事是怎么的服事呢？
How does the high priest serve?
他每年一次。
Once a year.
就在赎罪日。
On the day of the atonement.
他带着血。
He took with blood.
他带着那个香炉。
He took the incense.
然后他进去至圣所祷告。
He go into the most holy place to pray.
弟兄姊妹，当他进去的时候，
And sisters, as he entered,
我问你说，
I ask you,
在里头他看到什么？
What does he see in there?
用人的肉体的眼睛，
With the physical eye of man,
他什么都看不见。
He sees nothing.
当然读经的人告诉我们说，哪里有神同在所发出来的荣耀。
And the Bible scholar said that there is the presence of God and its illuminating glory.
是人的眼睛看不到的。
It is the eyes of man could not see.
但是这个约柜里头所发出来的那个光辉，
But the glory from the Ark of the Covenant
是叫这个大祭司能够看到的。
It enables the high priest to see.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters,
是的，
It is
那个大祭司每年一次进去为了赎罪。
When the high priest once a year go in to atone the sins,
他在里头他为了神的百姓在这里祷告。
And for the sake of the people he prayed,
但是他有个非常荣耀的权力权柄。
But he had a very glorious privilege,
他能够看到神的荣耀。
He is able to see the glory of God.
其他祭司没有这个权利。
The other priests do not have this privilege.
其他祭司只能在圣所外头等着。
The other priests can only wait in the sanctuary.
只有大祭司。
Only the high priest.
他能够进到至圣所。
He is able to enter the most holy place.
他能够看到神的荣耀。
And behold the glory of God.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们能够进到至圣所，不是吗？
We can enter into the most holy place today.
其实希伯来书告诉我们说，我们都能够进到至圣所了。
Hebrews told us we can all enter into the most holy place.
过去只有大祭司一年一次进去。
In the past, only the high priest once a year may enter.
但现在我们都可以进去。
But today we can all go in.
怎么进去？
How do we go?
你怎么进去？
How do you go?
有没有想过？
Have you ever thought?
我在想的时候感谢主。
As I meditated, I thanked the Lord.
大祭司一年进去一次。
The high priest entered once a year.
他不能带一个人进去的。
He could not take someone else with him.
谁带进去谁都得死。
Whoever he took in is going to be struck down.
但是有一位真正的大祭司。
But there is a true high priest.
他是慈悲忠信的大祭司。
He is the merciful and faithful.
他把我们藏在他的里面。
He hide us in him.
我们在基督里。
We are in Christ.
所以这位基督当他进到至圣所的时候。
So this Christ, as he entered the most holy place.
这个大祭司进到至圣所里面的时候。
When this great high priest entered the holy place.
我们怎么样？我们就能够一同进到至圣所。
We can all enter into the most holy place.
在哪里你看到什么？
Then what would you see in there?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们看到那个约柜。
We see the Ark of the Covenant.
上头有施恩座。
And there is the mercy seat.
那就是挽回祭。
And that is the propitiation sin offering.
那就是说明那救恩的完全。
It speaks of the completeness of our salvation.
那就是我们在这里享受神同在的地方。
And that is the place where we enjoy the presence of God.
就好像摩西在诗篇里头的祷告一样。
Just like Moses prayed in the Psalms.
主啊，你世世代代做了我们的居所。
O Lord, for generations you have become our dwelling place.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
我们怎么住在里头呢
？How do we abide in it?
这个光何等的大呢
？This light is so bright.
你怎么能够安家呢
？How can you make your home in there?
弟兄姊妹，你有没有想过
？Have you ever thought?
如果今天你晚上要睡觉
，If tonight you are going to bed.
我拿个最亮的灯照着你
I shine on your face the brightest light
然后对着你一直照
and kept on shining on you
你叫你说你好就在这里躺着
and I ask you to lie down
你在这睡觉
sleep here
你怎么能睡啊
how can you do that
你不可能睡
you couldn't do it
在神那个极大荣耀里头
but in the brightness of his glory of God
光的里头
in this light
我们本来根本是不能安息的。
We could not have rest.
但感谢主。
But we thank
God. 今天我们在基督里。
Today we are in Christ.
神的荣耀透过了基督。
And the glory of God through Christ Jesus.
这个荣耀透过神的儿子在我们身上，约翰怎么说
？Through the Son of God, the glory of God is made manifest.
约翰就说，节奏是充充满满的，有恩典，有真理。
And John said, full of grace and truth.
弟兄姊妹那就不一样
sisters,
在我们生命里头就是恩典与真理
In our life, it is grace and truth.
大祭司一年带着血进到至圣所
The high priest once a year took blood enter into the most holy place
为了百姓祷告
To pray for the people
但是他能够看到神的荣耀
But he was able to see the glory of God
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters
今天我们怎么能够看到神的荣耀呢
Today, how do we behold the glory of God?
神的荣耀在哪里给我们看到呢
Where do we see the glory of God?
我们要进入幔内
We need to enter into the veil
我们要进到神同在的当中
to come into the presence of God
不是我们自己可以
it is not that we are able
我们在基督里
but because we are in Christ
我们就能够进到这个至圣所
then we are able to enter into the most holy place
我们看到基督的宝血
to see the precious blood of Christ
我们看到只有基督才是那个真正的律法
we see that only Christ who is the true law
我们看到基督才是那个复活的生命
and only Christ is the resurrected life
我们看到基督才是我们真正的满足
and Christ who is our true satisfaction
满足我们一切的需要
and he satisfied our every need
我们就说我们留在这里我们不出去了
and then we say I will remain here and not go out
住在主里面
I will abide in the Lord
这是我们的荣耀的途径
and this is the way by which we will obtain glory
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹
my dear brothers and sisters
但愿我们的心真被吸引
may our heart be truly drawn to this
我们真感谢主
that we give thanks to the Lord
彼得他这样说
Peter, he said
要用自己的荣耀和美德 呼召我们的主。
He who called us by his own glory and virtue.
他不是用别的东西给我们。
He did not draw us by other things.
他把他自己荣耀和美德来给我们。
With his own glory and virtue, he has called us.
他既然这样呼召。
And since he has called us this way.
你要不要答应他的呼召？
Are you going to answer his calling?
说主，我愿意。答应你的呼召。
You say, Lord, I'm willing to answer your calling.
我要得着你的荣耀。
I want to obtain your glory.
我愿意得着你的美德。
I want to obtain your virtue.
我愿意看见你的荣耀。
I want to see your glory.
我同样要看到你的美德。
And I want to see your virtue.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你有没有这个祷告？
Do you have this prayer?
你有没有这个呼求？
Do you have this crying?
你说主啊。
Oh Lord.
开我的眼睛。
Open my eyes.
我不要看到地上的荣耀。
I do not want to see the earthly glory.
我不要地上的荣耀吸引了我们的心。
I do not want the earthly glory to take my heart.
我要看到你的荣耀。
I want to see your glory.
我好像摩西一样。
Like Moses said.
神啊，如果我在你眼前蒙恩。
Oh Lord, if I am blessed in your presence.
求你把荣耀显给我看。
Show me your glory.
我好像亚伯拉罕一样。
I would be like Abraham.
你荣耀的神向我显现。
The God of glory appeared to me.
从现在开始，我就过一个寄居客旅的生活。
And from now on, I will live a sojourner's life.
我又凭着信心走在地上的路上。
That by faith, I will walk the earthly journey.
我的目标是天上的耶路撒冷。
My goal is the heavenly Jerusalem.
我也好像以赛亚一样。
And I would be like Isaiah.
我要看见那位坐在宝座上。
I want to see the God who sits on the throne.
看见他的荣耀。
To see His glory.
我就答应他的召呼。
And I will answer His call.
我愿意进到至圣所的里头。
And I would enter into the most holy place.
我不离开。
I would not depart.
因为神同在的荣耀就在这里。
Because here is the glory of His presence.
愿主亲自来向我们说话。
May the Lord Himself speak to us.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
主求你祝福你自己的话。
Oh Lord, may you bless your own word.
主们知道人的话何等的有限。
Oh Lord, you know how limited is the word of man.
主们这样求你。
Oh Lord, this is our prayer.
把渴慕放在我们的里头。
Give us the desire.
把我们的眼睛就专注在你的身上。
So that our eyes will be focused upon you.
叫我们正看见你的荣耀。
That we truly see your glory.
看见你的美德。
To see your virtue.
那我们就答应你的呼召。
Then we can answer your calling.
我们能快跑跟随你。
Then we can run after you.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.